It was about 3 years ago that one afternoon, one matinee, that's when all that bad stuff was going on up there in Washington, you know, when there was a pall of negativity hanging over this country. John Carter and I went to the matinee, and when I came out that afternoon, I felt good about the future of this country, because there was the future of it, sitting there with me watching Herbie Rides Again. And all that laughter and that energy and that youth, me and 500 kids. And I came out and we put him to bed that night. I wrote this. I walked through a county courthouse square on a park bench. An old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole's kind of leaned a little bit. And that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've come to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag." You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night Francis Scott Key set up watching it writing, "Say, can you see?" It got a little rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. It almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. Got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville. Got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg. And the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she took a bad hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low by the time that one was through. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she's been sent by Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now we've about quit waving her back here at home. And in her own good land here, she's been abused, she's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused, and now the very government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing kind of thin. But she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Because she's been through the fire before, and she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning and we bring her down slowly every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we pull her upright. On second thought, I guess I do like to brag, because I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag. Thank you.